This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. Well, we're going to request Mufti Saab to speak to us about Mufti Saab's programs that's going to be taking place in Cape Town, as well as the programs that's going to be taking place in Durban. Mufti Saab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, we request all the listeners to make dua. You know, when we were in Newcastle, mashallah, in 83, we had the first graduation of ulama on South African soil. So mashallah, from that time there, then our students graduated. Most of them went to the Cape Province. And then 20 years ago plus, then they established their own Darul Uloom called Qasim al-Uloom and named it after Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, our principal who passed away in 2007. Allah Jalla Wala grant Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Sema Jannatul Firdaus. So inshallah, from the 26th, that is this Thursday year, 27, 28, 29, we will be in Cape Town. Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Hafizahullah also will be there. So most of the programs of mine will be there in Qasimul Uloom, and the Jummah will be there, and Saturday after Asr I'll be there. Sunday Jalsa Bukhari Sharif Khatam will be there, inshallah, and that is. And then on Thursday night, we will be where Maulana Jabal is. They call him Jabal-e-Noor. So anyway, and we there, and said Friday night, we will be there where Maulana Ilyas Masjid. So I sent out the pamphlets. Anybody wants, we will send it to you. Just contact us, 071-888-1184. So this is this week, yeah, Thursday to Sunday. Then next week, inshallah, that will be the 2nd of December, and right up to the 4th. So mashallah, we'll be in the Durban area. You contact Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, he's a coordinator, Allah reward him. And we'll have programs inshallah in Phoenix and in Chatsworth Thursday night, Wednesday night Phoenix, Thursday night there, Friday inshallah in Avondale inshallah, where our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family brothers are, Allah reward them. And Friday night there in Sufi Masjid, our Hafiz Uwais is there, mashallah, Sufi, Allah reward him. So that is where we will be, and we'll come back on Saturday, inshallah al-Aziz. And the week after that, inshallah, on the 9th of December, Wednesday, we will be in Stenerton, inshallah, you can take Mona Rawat. And 10th, we will be in Ladysmith Thursday night, Friday, Jummah, and Friday night, we will be, inshallah, in Dundee, you can take Hafiz Salim Dokrat, Hafizahullah. And then Saturday night, Sunday, inshallah, morning, we will be there in Freyheit, Hazrat Mona Ismail Katrad, as Madrasa and his honorable sons. So these are the next 3 weeks. First Cape Town, then inshallah Durban, inshallah Al-Aziz, then inshallah Northern Natal, and they are in Stenerton included. So these are our lineup. Make dua all, may Allah Jalla Wala make it easy and accept it through his grace, mercy and benevolence.
Ameen. Mufti Saab, and how many of these programs will be live on Markaz Sahaba?
Inshallah, the Durban programs all will be live, inshallah. The Cape Town ones, nothing, because I don't think that they do audio streaming there. Cape Town is a little bit, you know, the sunset late there. So, Bichara, they don't have all those audio streaming and all these things there. But inshallah, our Jalsa from Freyheit, that Sunday, inshallah, will be live. And that will be 13th of December. So that will be live from the Freyheit Masjid, inshallah. Our Hafiz Sali Katrada is there. Maulana Ismail Katrada, the Honorable Father. And lot of the brothers, mashallah, Moana Fasihullah, Moana Masihullah. So all Buzrugs there, mashallah, all Hafiz and Ulama. So most of them at least. So Allah Ta'ala accept it.
So we have a studio in Durban. We have Markaz Sahaba studio in Lanesha. Now studio, perhaps we'll have to be looking at Cape Town as well, Mufti Sir.
Inshallah, Allah make it easy. And our students are there. So inshallah, we can speak to them and see what we can rig up there. We have to rig up, as they say.
Inshallah. Mufti Saab, next question that we have. Which is the best day to move into a new home? And this person says, reading, is there anything else to read along with Surah Baqarah?
MashaAllah, you're moving into a new house, new shop, new warehouse, new whatever. So as long as it's permissible, so MashaAllah, we have dalail and evidence for this. Remember, Allama Sakhawi Rahimullah wrote a book called Al-Maqasidul Hasana. In there, he mentioned what Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said. When you want to start something, you want to do something, you want to get married, you want to do this, you want to do that, so start on a Wednesday. And especially those of you who are aware of the Hanafi fiqh, then Allama Marghidani rahimahullah, I was just reading yesterday, day for yesterday, about Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan, if you know, we've been there with Allah's help, Bukhara, Samarkand, Tashkent, and so forth. So this is known as Khurasan al-Kubra. Anyway, there's the long history. So you must remember that he, Allama Marghidani rahimahullah, the author of Hidayah, he always used to start the academic year teaching on Wednesday. And among our senior ulama, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafiq Sahib rahimahullah, who we met in 76 Shawwal, he passed away. His madrasa Darum Karachi, when we were studying there, they used to open the academic year also on a Wednesday. We used to find it strange because Wednesday, Thursday, then again holiday, Friday, then Saturday. Well, most of the madrasas, they used to open Saturday. So you must remember, then we start making a little bit research and say, oh, this is the reason and so forth. So that any day you can move in, but best day will be Wednesday or Friday. Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam. Today one youngster told me, people, Muslims, they having Black Friday sale and thus and thus. So please send me a message and I'll send it out. So I told the Muslims, Allah Jalla Wala made Friday Suratul Jumu'ah, Surah 62. And remember, it comprises 11 verses. Every Friday for the Muslim is a Nurani Friday. It's a Friday filled with radiance and effulgence. We never have a Black Friday. And you must remember, we must not imitate and emulate the non-Muslim culture. They do something, then we just like sheep want to imitate them. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Abu Dawood, who imitates a people becomes part and parcel of them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's fatwa in Bayhaqi, ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi idihim, stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebration, festivals and special occasions. So we got nothing to do with that. So you must say that the Radiant Friday, so that is what the Muslim must say. So always protect our identity, protect our culture. And that is, yes, something is cheap and they're selling it there. So you must remember, that's fine, you can buy it. But for us to promote it, advertise it, that's not permissible. Surah 5, verse number 2. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. That is the law of Islam. So you move in, mashallah, Wednesday, Friday, any day convenient for you. And any other day also is permissible. What must you do? Read Surah Baqarah, as you mentioned. Read Surah Yasin. Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So, mashallah, in that way there, Almighty Allah will protect you from the hasidin and the haqidin, the people who are jealous of you, and the people who have hidden, you know, malice, hatred against you. It's not everyone is your well-wisher. So Allah Jalla Wala Makan or Makin, dono ki hifazat farmayenge. Allah will protect the house and the residents of this house, inshaAllah Aziz.
Well, Mufti Saab, our very next question is pertaining to abortion. When would an abortion be permissible in Islam?
This is the hypocrisy of the West. You must remember that. They will tell you about human rights. This country don't have human rights. That country don't have human rights. I pose one question to them. This year alone, 2020, as we reach the end of it. So how many abortion did you allow? Abortion is murder. Those of you, sisters, years, you eloped, you had a boyfriend or boyfriends, and then you fell pregnant, then you went to commit and you went for abort. Remember, one side you're a zaniya, you committed fornication or adulteress. For adultery, there is the death penalty. For fornication is 100 lashes, Surah 24 verse 2. And you must remember that abortion, now you became a murderer as well. Your whole life, you will see, your guilty conscience will get the better of you. So in Islam, abortion is never permissible, except in one, two different, really, you know, extreme circumstances. But never ever will Islam allow abortion. When will it be permissible? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. It must never happen, but I'm just citing, giving this example. A lady is walking, and then Allah forbid, she was hijacked, kidnapped, and then they raped her, she fell pregnant, she conceived. Then after the first month, second month, third month, she can go and abort that baby, that fetus, in the case of rape and so forth. But after 4 months, remember, even in that case, abortion would not be permissible. Why 4 months? Because ensoulment takes place. After 120 days, the hadith mentioned clearly, explicitly in Sahih Muslim. So remember, only in 2-3 cases like that, then it will be considered acceptable. But every normal, like what's happening today, the girl, the lady, and the laws are like that, satanic laws. You must remember, the girl is 14, 16, 18, she had affair and affairs, she don't even need parental consent, she just parks up there, the hospital, clinic, I want abortion. And that is this constitution's Western power, West, feminine power. Is this power? When you're making the people murderers? So that is what we say. We say your double standard stinks in the Western world. You must remember, come to Islam to understand what is human rights. Come to Islam and understand what is animal rights. Animals also, where what you did, just for money and the dollar and the rand and the rupee, you allowed the stunning to go on. So maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, can take place in minimum time, and then you want to come teach the world about animal rights. All this are satanic systems. Therefore, we say we're stunning animals, abortion, all totally haram in Islam.
Jisab, this person is requesting a dua or wazifa as someone is owing them money and that person is hiding away.
Yeah, I'm sure he's hiding away because when he's owing you 100,000, 1 million rand, he don't want to see you because he's fearing you might penal beat him, you know, or you might assault him and so forth. So remember, brother, what you should do. First and foremost, we should understand again, juxtapose and compare Islam, Islamic economics, finance, call it whatever you want to, and juxtapose it, compare it with capitalism. Capitalism will say that when you forwarded a loan, I gave Hafiz Wadi a loan, 100,000, 1 million. Obviously, I didn't. It's just example. So in capitalism, when I gave you the loan, my aim is to make money out of you. So if you pay me after 1 month, then the interest rate is so much. You pay me after 6 months, it's so much. You pay me after 1 year, 5 years, it's so much. And it will be compounded and all that. That is capitalism. The lifeline of it is interest. You must remember. In Islam, it doesn't work that way. In Islam, that is totally haram and abhorred and detested. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. The wa'id and the warning mentioned there, you won't find for any other crime. Surah 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So if you do not abstain from riba and interest, giving, taking, all that, so be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is Surah 2, Chapter 2, verse 279. So when I gave you the loan, 100 then, 100,000 then, one example of giving, obviously. So what is the intention? So Almighty Allah says, when you have money, you have assets, you have collateral, you have this, you have that. So remember, don't say it is because of my business acumen, my degrees, my business intelligence, my shrewd. No. Say it is the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what you must do. This is the finance, the principles, P-L-E-S, of Islamic Finance, chapter number 28, Surah Qasas, verse 77. Chapter 28, verse 77. When I invest, وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ O Muslim, O Muslimah, what will be your reward from what Allah gave you in the year after? So our focus initially must be for the year after. Second one, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But not you keep your eyes only to the year after and forget the dunya. You must fulfill everybody's rights, your wife, your children, your parents, your siblings, the poor, the needy, the destitute, Muslim, non-Muslim, voluntary charity. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. This is the key word. Do good unto humanity as Allah did good to you. Allah gave me so much beyond my perception comprehension. Allah gave you so much beyond your perception comprehension. So do good. So when we forwarded the loan, 100,000, 10,000, 1 million, whatever it is to have that brother who is drowning and bring him back from the red into the black, from the debit into credit. So that is not to make him pay more and more. So the African countries, when will they ever pay? You must remember the World Bank, and you can see South Africa, no more junk status, now double junk status we go to now. You heard what happened yesterday, day before yesterday. So that is the capitalistic system. So ahsin kama ahsan Allah ilayk. And with money you can wield a lot of things. Wala tabghil fasada fil ard. Don't cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Surah 28, verse 77. So that is what. Now what you going to do, my brother? This guy is playing hide and seek. You don't want to go to the lawyers because the lawyer chamra utari vajna. In Memon we say, they will also take one whole big slice of your skin away. So what will happen then? So read every day two rakat salat. Read with me now. Ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu. Ya Allah, this person, you know he took this amount from me. He's delaying, ya Allah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, matalul ghaniyi zulmun. He has the means, but he's procrastinating, delaying the payment. He's a zalim. The hadith, matalul ghaniyi zulmun, in Mishkat Sharif. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, you punish him. We use the word in our vernacular, in Urdu and all that, intiqam. But when we use it, it means revenge. For Allah is no revenge, it means retribution. Ya Allah, you apply the law of justice. I appeal to you, I beg you. So let him also know that he has to pay me. I'm only asking my principal amount. I don't want no interest, nothing. So in that way, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. You speak to Allah. Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Ya Allah, that let me and my money that I gave him, let we be united again. So speak to Allah through his Asma'ul Husna, through his beautiful name. Surah 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna, fad'uhu biha. Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by his beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, man ahsaha dakhal al jannah. That whoever reads it by high heart, it memorizes it, the 99 beautiful names of Allah, you enter Jannah and Paradise.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know, is there a dua to read for their family, for afia and so on?
Always read Allahumma, read with me now. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afia. Read it collectively, plural. Allahumma inna noon alif. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Ya Allah, we beg thee. Ya Allah, we begging you. Nas'aluka al-afwa. We are sinners, we are transgressors. Ya Allah, daily we commit so many vices and sins. We ask of you forgiveness, Ya Allah. Wal-afiyah. Grant us. You heard South Africa? We are from the back, from the bottom, the fifth most dangerous country to live in the world. So 144 countries, they had a survey. South Africa came out from the bottom. the fifth last. So imagine that people fear. You want to walk at night also. You know, me, I walk, but alhamdulillah. So people, they wonder. I say, no, they all know it's Fundisi. And Fundisi's name is AK. You understand? But the AK don't have an AK-47. So inshallah, with Allah's help, nothing happens. So you must remember this. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us alone. So say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Oh, beloved Allah, that we ask of you forgiveness. We ask of you afiyah. Sayyidina Abbas, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, kaka, in Arabic, I gave you 3, 4, 5 languages, paternal uncle, so pass a brood. So you must remember that he asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me advice, give me some dua. Salullah al-afiyah. Again he came, salullah al-afiyah. Again he came, salullah al-afiyah. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So afiyah means everything a normal person relishes, cherishes. It's one word, encyclopedic meaning. We want health, we want wealth, we want honor, we want everything that's good. So this word here, so you ask for yourself, for your wife, for your children, extended family, uncle, aunties, brothers, sisters, nephew, nieces, all the people who made ihsan upon us, so many favors. So ya Allah, grant everyone who belongs to the ummah al-afiyah. So excellent. But aid with it, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. So that will be a win-win situation.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to accept gifts from a boy who came to propose until the girl says yes, and even after she says yes?
Before the family say yes, you mustn't take gifts. The bribery that is, he's softening you up. He's softening the family up. You must remember that you shouldn't take. I give you dalil for that. You see, if you study Islam, then you will know we have Khulafa-e Rashideen. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Then 30 years there was Khilafat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu majma'in. Then we come to the year 41. From the year 41 after Hijrah, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, this is the beginning of the Umayyad dynasty. He ruled this Ummah for almost 20 years and passed away in the year Rajab, in the year 60. Now we fast forward, we go to 99 to 101. It's still the Umayyad dynasty and the dynasty. So you must remember, Umar bin Abdul Aziz ruled as Ummah for approximately 2 years, 99 to 101. So the people used to bring gifts. He said, take back your gifts, I don't want. So they say, Sunnah. He said, Kanat mina Sunnah. Yes, it was Sunnah. Wa ammal yawm fa ya rishwa. Now it is rishwa. It is bribery. You can see in South Africa, all the tenders and all that was happening here. So you must kick back. This guy wonders. Anyway, so you must remember, because you give me gift today, then tomorrow you're going to tell me, I want this, I want this. Therefore, for the Mufti, for the Alim, for this, you mustn't take presents and from people you don't know. Then after 1 week, they'll ask you fatwa and they expect something favorable. You see? So that, all this is part of Islam. So you must remember this. The point I'm making is, now my son, I got no children, so just use me. My son came to see your daughter. So now he wants to soften you up. Today he brought one nice bangle. Then after 1 week, he sent one ring. But the answer still hasn't come. And you will fall for it, 90%. I tobo haru lage. He came with the BMW, be my wife. You see? So, annasu malu ila man indahu malu. Wa man la indahu malu. Fa anhun nasu malu. Where the mal is, the wealth, the assets, the people, they go that way. When there's no wealth, everybody say bye-bye, lay-bye, goodbye. So finish then. So we must understand these things. So you must just say no. Yes, everything is fixed. The khitbah is done. Khitbah, the girl's parents say fine. We're giving our daughter, the boy's parents also happy. So that you call khitbah, what you call engagement. We condemn engagement nowadays, not because of the engagement, the manner and method is done. Then we have the nikah and try and expedite it. So that day you have the khutbah, the sermon. So while between the khitbah and the khutbah, you want to have, you understand, you want to give that present. presents and all, that's fine. But no talking and, you know, say, no, it's a license for them to date and smooch and all that is haram. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tahaddu, tahabu, give gifts to one another that will generate mutual love. For innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhagayin, because when you give gifts, it removes the malice, rancor, hatred. All of you who are fixed, get married now, 2020. You don't have to wait for 2021 and all that. So remember, in my nieces, my nephews, my family, I tell them, hey, no 2021. Quick, we want in 2020. Get quickly. Because all these haram dandas take place nowadays, you know, with the WhatsApp, with the email, with the phones, all these things here. So it means we are turning a blind eye and allowing that. So that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know, why must they read Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a?
So what you want? You want to ask Allah for floods to come? فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. You want Allah must send floods? You see what the rain does? You saw a tsunami? I went to Indonesia, I went to Sri Lanka. So months and years after the tsunami, and you could still see the aftermath. So you must remember, this morning I gave them 5 du'as here in the masjid, Jami Masjid. Whole night basically it was raining here, soft rain. So I said, brothers, now let us learn all the short du'as. So let's give you the du'as till 3 o'clock. Whilst it's raining, Allahumma, O beloved Allah, Sayyiban wa taswad, nafi'a, ya Allah, let your rain be beneficial rain. Beneficial for human beings, beneficial for animals, beneficial for our farms, beneficial for our fruits, our flora, fauna. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif. The rain came and the rain stopped. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Mutirna bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, it rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Allah. Then it rained so much. Now the floods, the rain, and the accidents, and so many problems. So you say, Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Oh Allah, that you send the rain around us and not on us. See? Send it to Eastern Cape, send it to Malawi, send it to Zimbabwe, send it to Congo, where they need the rain. Send it to Makkah, Medina. The Imam is making dua. Allah. Then you go to a place where they need rain. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And while it's raining, brother, take your hand out, take your finger out, and let the droplets touch you. Then you say, hadithu ahadin bi rabbi. And remember, this is the latest bounty from my Allah direct. Imagine oil comes out, they have to send to refinery. Or thus is straight. أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِيَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Who is sending down the rain from the clouds? Me or you? Every human being has to accept is Allah, the Supreme Being. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. That water, you can drink it, you can make wudu with it, you can make ghusl with it. So everything Allah gives us is pure. It's we who go and corrupt it, pollute it, and taint it.
Well, Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. That brings us already to the end of the first hour of this afternoon's Q&A program.